thanks for joining me. It's really good to be with you in this way. What you're about to see is a weekly online ministry called Catechism. Catechism means simply instruction. And what this is basic Bible instruction in question and answer format. You can use it personally. You can use it for your home or family. You can use it for a small group setting. It's meant as a practical, easily accessible tool for discipleship, living life as a follower of Jesus. And so I pray God would use it as a blessing upon you. These post every Sunday on our webpage and on our Facebook page. Follow the link in the description for an online version of the Catechism, for a PDF download of the Catechism, or to request a free hard copy book of the Catechism. Message me if you need to. Enjoy the study. I hope to see you next week. May God bless you and keep you.
Good morning, everyone. This is Catechism 2021, and it is the second Lord's Day. Let's begin with a prayer, and then we'll get into our second lesson for this year. Father, we thank you. Thank you for life and for eternal life, for Christ, for the forgiveness of sins, for all that you've called us to. Father, help us to stay focused in the midst of political upheaval, cultural upheaval, corruption, wickedness, all things going on. Help us to not be distracted by it or consumed by it, but laser focused on your kingdom. Father, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, again, go to our church homepage to access this. If you want more information on that, go back and watch the First Lord's Day recording from last week. But here's our homepage, and you would just scroll down to New Online Discipleship Tools. Click check it out, and it'll take you to this page. Structure Life and Devotion to Christ, Discipleship 2021. There's a devotional calendar for daily Bible readings. Here's the catechism. The hard copies are on order. They should be delivered this Wednesday or Thursday. If you click this book, which we'll do in a second, and go to the online version, you can download a PDF by clicking this button right here. And here now you have embedded is the archive of video. So here's last week's First Lord's Day. It takes you to that special sermon page on sermon audio. It's our church page. Scrolling further down, it's Confession of Faith. We do that weekly on Mondays. So that'll post tomorrow. So if you click on that book, it takes you right to the confession online. I already have us set up for the second Lord's Day. Let me zoom in on it so we can see it. Lord's Day number 2, and there are 3 questions today, I believe. 3, 4, and 5. Yeah. So remember, these are supposed to be short videos. Devotions, yes. Lessons, yes. Bible, yes. But the practical purpose is really the big thing here. These are meant to be a springboard for your discipleship. Personal discipleship, your private time with the Lord, so important, cultivating that relationship and experiencing communion with Christ through your prayer and through the Word. You can use this in your home for family discipleship or home discipleship. And you'll have the questions and the answers with cross references. We talked about that again last week. And today, what I want to do is show one more thing. And I expect that this will accumulate over the weeks. There's different ways you could use these. So we'll show you one more thing today, how you could use this in your own devotions and discipleship. And it has to do with how you use a cross-reference. Okay, so first question of today is question number 3. Well, how do you come to know your misery? Do you remember from last week the 3 things we need to know to enjoy and experience the hope in Christ, the peace of Christ, the spiritual rest and security from Christ? We need to know our sin and misery, number 1. We need to know the deliverance that is found from sin and misery in Christ. And then we need to know how to live that out in gratitude and Christian living. And now, so this begins expanding on that first thing we need to know, our sin and misery. How do we come to know our sin and misery? The law of God tells me. Romans 3:20, that's the cross-reference we're going to if you want to get there ahead of time. And Romans 7:7-25. So God's law, God's moral law, revealed in God's word. It's a reflection of who God is. And by way of contrast, it shows us who we are. He is holy, we are unholy. He's perfect, we are imperfect. That's an understatement. And so his law reflects who he is, his moral law. And by way of contrast, it shows us who we are, immoral sinners. We come to know our sin and misery. The law of God that he has revealed shows us our sin and misery. Now, let's look at the cross-reference, Romans 3:20. Actually, I have this on the computer. Again, there are different websites you can use for Scripture Online, Bible Gateway. I use Study Light. I use the ESV Online Bible, which is right here. Okay, so the cross-reference that it gave, see, it was Romans 3:20. By works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight. Here's the explicit phrase why this is cross-referenced. Because that's just saying, by works of the law, no one can be justified. And then there's a comma. Since through the law comes knowledge of sin. So there it is. It's through the law that we can gain a knowledge of our sin, a knowledge of our misery, a knowledge of our unholiness. We've rebelled against God. We've rejected God. We've wanted to live our own way based on our own knowledge, our own understandings of what we think is right, wrong, moral, immoral, and on and on and on. But his law shows us who he is, who we are, by way of contrast, and this gives us a knowledge of sin. Now, what you want to do is realize that's just one part of one verse. He's given us one verse in the cross-reference. He's really referencing the whole context, the whole passage here. So what you could do in your personal devotions, or your family devotions, or small group setting, whatever, is back up and say, okay, well, let's go back and read the paragraph. So let's go ahead and do that. Romans 3:9. What then? Are we Jews any better off? No, not at all. And that's talking about the Jew-Gentile contrast. The Jews in the Old Covenant were the chosen people of God, set apart for God's purposes, consecrated unto him. And are they in a better position to be saved than everybody else, than Gentiles? No, no, not at all. We've already charged that all, both Jews and Greeks, a.k.a. everybody, are under sin. Under the ruling power of sin, under the curse of sin and death, under the misery of sin. As it is written, none is righteous, no, not one. No one understands. No one seeks God. All have turned aside. Together they've become worthless. No one does good, not even one. Their throat is an open grave. They use their tongues to deceive. The venom of asps is under their lips. Their mouth is full of curses and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. It's so vivid here. We're corrupt from head to toe, inside and out. Verse 14, their mouth is full of curses and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood, violent. In their paths are ruin and misery, destructive. In the way of peace they have not known. There's no fear of God before their eyes. And isn't that true? That's how we live before Christ. That's how we all live by default, apart from God in Christ, in different degrees and different manifestations. But the lack of a fear of the Lord is what's in view here. Now, we know, by the way, all those are cross-references from the Old Testament, and you can go back and look at their original context as well to see more about this. And we'll do that in just a second with our main cross-reference, Romans 3:20. Now we know that whatever the law says, and here you have the law of God saying stuff, speaking. It speaks to those who are under the law, right? Who are accountable to it, who are expected to keep it. So that every mouth may be stopped and the whole world may be accountable to God. And so this is what the law does. It silences us before God because clearly we are guilty. We violated his law, and it closes our mouths and we stand before him accountable. For by works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight. Now, that's important. It's not saying that there's no way a human being can be justified in God's sight. If you read further down below, starting in verse 21, you see how human beings are to be justified in God's sight. The point here is, by works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight. So you're not saved or justified, which means declared righteous in God's eyes, by law keeping, by obeying rules, by being moral, by doing good, cannot be justified, since through the law comes knowledge of sin. Now, I don't know if you could see it. It's so small, but right here is a little letter Z, and for different clauses and phrases and even words, sometimes it'll give you another set of cross references. You just click on that letter and it takes you. So this gives you Romans 7:7, Romans 4:15, Romans 5:13, Romans 5:20, other places in Romans. It's not always within the book that you're in, different cross references. It'll be anywhere in the Bible. It just so happens that for this one, he's giving you other places in Romans where this topic is touched on. All right, Romans 7:7. What then shall we say? That the law is sin? Right, that's a question. Is the law sinful then? By no means. Yet if it had not been for the law, I would not have known sin. So there you have the idea there again of knowing sin, having a knowledge of sin. And it's through the law that God reveals that. For I would not have known, there it is again, known what it is to covet if the law had not said, you shall not covet. Right? So the law says you shall not covet. It's a reflection of God's holy character. By way of contrast, it shows Paul here that he is full of covetousness. So the law has given him a knowledge of his sin. So that's one way. Actually, that's two ways you can use this cross-reference. Go to it. We just did Romans 3:20. Expand, look at the greater context, ask questions of the text, study it, pray through it. But then within that larger context, you can look at any kind of cross-references. For instance, that long list when it was describing how sinful we are apart from Christ. But even just within that verse, you can go using a good study Bible online or a hard copy and look at different cross-references and start connecting dots there. All right, so that's question three. How do we come to know our misery? The law of God tells us. Question four, what does God's law require of us? Christ teaches us this in summary in Matthew 22:37-40. Two basic things to summarize the whole law. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and prophets hang on these two commandments. So any other commandment is just a different way to obey these two commandments. Loving God with all that we are, inside and out, which is the opposite of what we are naturally, sinful inside and out. And loving our neighbor as ourself. This is what the law of God commands of us. And so the natural tendency of mankind is not to love God with all that we are, but to love something else as if it is God, or another person as if they are God. And it's not to love our neighbor as ourselves. It's to love ourselves and look out for ourselves at the expense of our neighbor. But this is what God's law calls us to. This is what morality is. This is what holiness is. If you want to live a life that reflects the character of God, this is it right here. Loving God and loving neighbor. Can I live up to this perfectly? No. We have a natural tendency to hate God and my neighbor. That takes us back to that full context passage that we looked at in Romans chapter 3. So I won't take the time to argue that. Back from those cross references or from these ones here. But naturally speaking, we're sinful. We're born in sin. We're lost in sin. And we need to be redeemed. All right. But this is the first thing we need to know. This is the structure of the catechism. We need to have a knowledge of our sin. Memory verse for this week is Romans 3:20. For by works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin. Thank you for joining me. Use this catechism. Use it on your own for study and prayer. Use it in your home. Use it in a small group setting, wherever. By the time we get to the end of the year on this, we'll have a really good framework and foundation for Christian faith, the Christian faith, and Christian living. All right, well, check us out next week on the third Lord's Day, but check us out also tomorrow when we do our Confession of Faith, week 2. God bless you. See ya.